hard-earned point this afternoon, Matt, against York City?
Hard-earned point. We wanted a win, and we wanted to set off like a house on fire, which we did. Did well. Obviously, a difficult place to come any time in the season. A point away at York City, big club, is good. But we wanted 3 points. We want to close the gap and push ourselves towards the playoffs. So, in terms of that, we're a little bit disappointed in there. In terms of effort, energy, endeavour, character, togetherness, belief, all that. We showed that in abundance. We were fantastic. We put on a performance today against a good York side away from home. But like I say, it's just disappointing that we didn't get the 3 points. And I'd like to see their goal again, because there's a lot of moaning in there that he was clearly offside when he scored it. But that said, we've got a point away from home where we were really looking to try and get all three.
A lot of positives though, and one in particular was Alex Newby's first goal.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. And he did well. He's got a niggle. Hopefully it's not too bad. It's a strain in the hamstring, I think. And we had to take him off, but he was a thorn in their side. He kept getting on the ball. He kept running at them, especially in the first half. And a fantastic goal that he scored to get us in front. But like I say, he was struggling towards the last 15, 20 minutes, so we had to take him off.
When we also 1-0 up, we rode our luck at times, but what was the message in the dressing room?
Well, I don't think... you say we rode our luck. They rode their luck a lot of times. We had more chances than they did. And again, in the second half, we had clearer chances than they did. I thought Teague was magnificent defensively, as was Scotty, as was Chally. But in terms of causing them problems, I think we caused them more problems. So, on balance of play, I think we deserved the 3 points. And like I say, I'd like to see their goal again. And I'm disappointed we haven't got three, but it was a fine performance.
Nice that the boys went straight over to the line, didn't they, when that goal went in?
Yeah, I mean, you can always tell by the players' reactions. And I mean, it looked clear from us, but we weren't level with it. But I've asked the referee, and he says, well, it's come a long way, but they're saying that it, on the way, it hit one of their players and went further forward. He's tapped it in on the line, their player. So, like I say, I'd have to see it again, but they're adamant that it was offside.
But even though 1-1, we had chances again, and Dalyle Brewster in particular got in.
Dalyle Brewster, we asked him to play on the shoulder, which he did fantastically well. He's got pace to burn. It's a shame for him, because he hasn't, he's missed minutes and getting thrown on in a hustle bustle game like that, asking him to go and get a goal. It's difficult for anybody. Hasn't played a lot, but he showed how much of a threat he is, and he almost got us back in front, and as did Marcus Carver. In terms of individuals and performances today, they ran themselves into the ground, and they were desperate for the 3 points. So that's the only disappointing thing today is that we drew rather than getting all 3 points.
The young man Gregory as well can only do well for us.
Yeah, it's great. Young players, and it was good to get him some minutes. No, he's comfortable on the ball. Again, he hasn't played a lot, and he's been out for most of last season as well. So it's good to get players minutes, and especially with the game fast approaching on Monday.
Nearly 300 Cholly fans today coming down. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's brilliant, and you always want your supporters to come out in numbers, and they did that today. And it was, like I say, the only shame is that we haven't managed to get the win, which we feel that we need. But we'll go on. We'll keep fighting, and hopefully we'll get a good result against Bradford on Monday.
That's how important that we know the home game. You're for a big crowd. Easter target 3 points, and then 4 points from the weekend. It's not too bad, is it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Ideally, it would have been nice to you. Yeah, I know, but it isn't to be. But 3 points on Saturday, this will be 3 points on Monday, this will be forgotten. And we'll keep on going. We'll keep fighting till the end. They're a great bunch in there. They're full of spirit and enthusiasm and togetherness. And if we play like that we've played today, if we put that energy in for the rest of the season, we won't be far away.